Welcome to another Carlin Live Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Sean, you, what did you want to talk about today?
I actually wanted to talk about, well, we did a show a while back, so we're covering some ground again, but we're talking about our earliest memories. And one of your memories was your grandfather
playing chess. Yes.
And I think you said you're about 16 months old. No, you're 2 and a half.
Yeah. Grandpa died when I was 2 years, 5 months, so it was before then, obviously. But I got this distinct memory of two old guys playing chess, and the horse, the knight, was always what appealed to me. But the funny thing is that my mum's passed away. Everyone's sort of, a lot of older people in my family have all passed away. So, but I ran into my mum's cousin, whose father was Cliff Shearer, that used to play Harvey Shearer in chess. And she still got the chess sets. And I went down to Victor Harbour with my wife for a holiday, and we saw the chess set.
And that's what really interested me, because I wanted to talk to you about your chess journey, and I knew that was part of it. And obviously, you being a historian, you have that ability to track down things that have happened in the past. But also the idea that isn't interesting when we do lose people from our family and we start to get a bit older, which both of us are, let's be honest, you're a bit more advanced than me, but I'm not having a go at you. It's just the reality of age. We do think about things that our family has done, or maybe your dad or your grandfather, and then you have that interest. Whereas when you were younger, you probably go, oh, yeah, whatever, they did that. But as you tend to move on, we take a greater interest in what our family have done and maybe achieved. So you are now walking a path because of what your grandfather did.
Oh, absolutely. And of interest, I was talking to my brother the other day, just had a birthday, and he turned 56, so he's kind of like 9 years younger than me. And I was telling him about how I used to play grandma at Panola, play chess, and I remember it distinctly. And he said, oh, yeah, grandma used to play with me when I was about 9 or 10. And I said, oh, yeah, she did the same with me, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, oh, I remember that was grandpa's chess set because something was written on it. Well, that's a memory I didn't have. So I was thrilled to hear that from him. And I rang my older sister to wonder what happened to grandma's chess set, but she didn't know.
Wow. And so, and you think you've found, or you have found, your grandfather's set?
Well, the set that my grandfather and his brother used to play with, yes.
Fabulous.
They used to make the chess sets.
Yeah, well, see, I guess there's people out there that still, I mean, there's some beautiful chess sets out there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I specifically like the Isle of Lewis chessmen, which was made about the 12th century, and it's in the Scottish Museum and the English Museum, and I've got replicas of the King and Queen. Absolute artistic.
Yeah. And I now want to talk about your journey now, because obviously that started you on playing chess.
Yeah.
So, like, tell us about the first game you played, like when you started getting back into it. How did you actually start the process, practicing, remembering how to play, etc.?
Well, I think it's like riding a bike. You always remember how you play chess. It doesn't mean it's always the best chess. But like I said, I used to play against my grandma whenever I went up to Panola, and that went on till my teenage years. And then I was looking at something recently, and I played a chess tournament when I was in the public service, and I was runner-up for that, but that's no great shakes. And then I remember when I was having a knee operation back in the 90s, and I met this guy that lived around the corner, an older guy, who was in the hospital, and started talking chess. So he used to come around my place every week, and we played chess. He'd always beat me because, you know, if I was in front, he'd start taking 10 minutes a move, and I got a bit impatient. But, yeah, and then so I haven't really thought about chess until recently, when in the last 6 to 8 months, when first off I saw that series, the Netflix series, The Queen's Gambit, and then I saw that Scottish series which had the Isle of Lewis chessman story on it. So I started getting interested, and I went online, and there was this chess.com where you can play and everything. So I joined there and started playing.
Do you think I really don't have much interest in chess, but I am interested in your journey. And I watched The Queen's Gambit, and to be honest, I thought, oh, there was a lot of hype about it, and I thought, okay, well, let's have a look. So my wife and I were watching the series, and I was sort of thinking I really wasn't that interested, but it was a fascinating story, and it did make chess come to life.
Yeah.
Like literally in the series. And it really, I thought, this is actually a very different game than I had always thought. And I wonder how many people that has changed their mind, that series, and maybe got more people playing chess.
I know sort of I was looking to get a chess set, and I went to several places in Adelaide, and they're saying they sold out because of the Netflix series, that they were flying off the shelf. So it obviously had a huge impact.
And let's talk about your competitions that you've been playing, because it's amazed me all the different competitions out there and how easily accessible it is now, of course, with playing online.
Look, there's a whole range of different things. I mean, they have the most popular game that I play is the one that goes for 20 minutes. So you have 10 minutes each. And what happens when it's your shot, your clock ticks. But as soon as you play your shot, the opponent's clock ticks. And if you get down to zero, and you've got more than – if the opponent's got more than just a king, if he needs a king and a castle at least, you lose. But if he's only got a king, it's a draw. Or if he's got a king and a knight or one bishop or something like that, it's a draw. He has to have at least a castle or a pawn that can change into a queen. Otherwise – you lose, so there's that time factor, and it makes it quite exciting.
So they're 20-minute games, start to finish?
Up to, yes.
Up to?
Yeah.
And so that's obviously very rapid.
That's what it's called, rapid chess. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you get points per move?
Well,
or is it just the fit, like where you're at the end, when the time's finished, that's it?
Well, for a start, each piece is worth points. So in other games like Blitz, which go for 3 minutes, and other games, I think there's a game that goes for 60 seconds or something, and I think that works on the point system, because I can't see you finishing too many games in 3 minutes, but you have. I mean, the other day, someone beat me in 3 moves.
Wow.
And I've won in 7 moves or 8 moves, and so you can, but it has to be pretty poor defense. You know, you're not thinking straight, but it's amazing the amount of different moves the pieces can make. And the configuration of how you play the game. There's so many different games. You can try to play the same game twice in a row, but I don't think it's possible.
And that was what I found fascinating about the – because, I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know that much about chess, but then when you're watching the games and watching them looking at different tactics and theories and starting moves and so on, and they have all these names for them. So there really is. I mean, there must be some book that you can read that has everything. It must be a huge book.
I think somewhere I read that chess is the one type of sport or whatever you want to call it, game, sport. There's more books on chess than any other sport.
You'd think, yes, that would make sense.
You know, because it's a worldwide sport, and that's one of the most exciting things for me playing chess.com is you have a list of various aspects you can, like the starting type, you know, Queen's Gambit, et cetera. You get a little pin for that, like, you know, on the computer. There's other sort of challenges you can get pins. But my favourite is when you play someone from another country, you get a little flag. So there's 250 or something like that countries, and I've played about 76 so far, and I just love playing a new country.
So when you're playing people from overseas, is it just – you're just playing the game?
Yep.
Is there any other conversation going on?
You can have it. I've had a few people sort of say good game, and I've had one guy that – the guy that sort of won easy the other day, he gave me a little smart-ass little comment, and I just sort of said, oh, I didn't even answer him, you know, And you get little conversations every now and again. And I've sent out messages to a couple of people hoping that I could play them, because I check out sort of what their rating is and if it's a new country. But I've never had anyone respond. But the computer randomly chooses someone that's within your range to play the game. So
you talked about rating and range. So explain that to us, because obviously – there is a starting point and you move your way up to different levels. So how does that rating system work?
Well, you get a starting rating, I don't know, it's 800 or whatever it is, but you go down pretty quick when you lose games, and it sorts you out after about 10 games, and that's when the ratings count, once you've played a body of work. And what happens is you go up and down, and look, my range early in the piece was about 550, and I got over 600, and Then I started getting around about 640, 650, and I couldn't seem to crack. I think 663 was my highest in about, you know, 4 months of playing. But just in the last week or two, I've actually cracked 700, and I'm sitting on about 695 at the moment. But the trouble with a higher rating is all your opponents are around about 700, and my highest the highest point person I've beaten is 768. But then again, I've been beaten by lower people as well, so a little bit of a luck's involved. But generally, if you're able to keep pace and win 50% of your games in your range, you're holding your own.
So do you get does your ranking or rating change because of winning or losing? Yeah. Does it have anything to do with how you played the game? So, like, is there points for draws and losses and wins?
Yep. Yeah, look, if I play – like, when I played that person that was 768 and I won and I played pretty well, I got something like 11 rating points, which is the most I've ever had. But if I'd lost to him, I might have lost 1 point. Or 2 points because he's higher than me. I've had draws with people that are higher than me and I get a point. If I lose to someone lower than me or even draw with someone lower, I lose points. And so it's more of an honesty system, but it's good because it keeps you honest.
And what ranking can you get to?
Well, like when you talk about grandmasters, they're like up there. You know, 2700, 2800. Wow. So, you know, it's – and the good players, you know, I suppose you've got to be 1,100, 1,200 up that range to be considered good. So with my ranking, obviously, I'm probably not a beginner, but I'm probably in that – in the lower end of coming up to be good.
And tell me about the competition. You've been talking about this competition where there's – things like wood and stone and bronze, etc., that you've been playing. How does that work?
Well, that works on a system where you get promoted through the system, and it starts off at wood. It goes, like you said, to stone, then bronze, silver, crystal, elite. I think it's gold, and then legend. And there's 50 people in each of the various levels.
Get into that competition? You just enter online, you join?
As soon as you play a game, you're entered into one automatically. And like when I was in Wood initially, when that first started, I got it's a top 20 out of the 50 gets promoted up to stone, and I got promoted without even trying.
So you're playing people within that group of 50?
You do play those, but you also play others as well. But you can't pick an opponent. It has to be random. And you get 15 points for a win, and you get 5 points for a draw and none for a loss. And I suppose you could sit there all day and play, but if you do that, you get tired and you lose a lot of games. So it's very difficult to sort of think, oh, I'm going to get all these points today because, like, I remember I went on a thing one day trying to get as many as I could, and I lost like 7 or 8 games in a row because I was getting frustrated. So I just walked away. And then when I came back fresh, I started winning, you know, 2 out of 3 and stuff like that to get my – because when you lose so many games in a row, your rating goes down, so you get easier people to play.
And where are you up to now? Obviously we know you're a legend. Are you a legend in the chess world yet?
No. But look, the way it goes, each competition goes a week. And like I said, the top 20 out of 50 in wood gets promoted to stone. From stone, the top 15 gets promoted. From bronze, the top 10. From silver, the top 5. From crystal, the top 3. From elite, the top 3. And then when you get to the gold level, only the top person gets promoted to legend. Now, if you don't play, and I've gone off and not played for a couple of weeks, you still come back and you're the same level. You never go down.
Okay.
So basically, I got up to wood. I got up to stone without any problems. About the first or second week in stone, I realised how the competition worked. I did a bit of research, and I won a competition. So I got promoted to bronze, and I sort of sat on bronze for 3 or 4 weeks because I was just too busy, And then I sort of had a week where I tried. I got fifth, so I got promoted. And then I was in silver. Again, I waited a couple of weeks where I might have played 1 or 2 games. I wasn't pushing it because I was too busy with other things. Then I had a week where I started playing a few games and I noticed that I was winning games and I was doing okay, so I pushed it and I actually won that competition. So I got promoted to Crystal. So currently I'm in Crystal and I'm in the first week of Crystal, and I kept playing games because I figured I'm on a bit of a streak, and I'm sitting about, I don't know, fifth or sixth at the moment. So there's still 3 days to go.
You've got to make the top three to get promoted. Yeah. So you're on the verge.
So if I do get promoted, if I manage to do it, I'll give it a few weeks rest because it takes a lot out of you.
Sounds like it. Now it's time to wrap it up, but I think we need to come back and keep checking in on your journey. And I want to know when you become a legend in chess.
Okay. Well, on that note, so it's another Cardone Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.